It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey man. Good morning. How do you do?
Hey man.
Just wanna talk about the boys in blue.
Hey man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
Hey man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know.
Hey man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
The 2-0 pitch. Fastball drilled. High in the air. Deep to left field. Quan watches it fly. Tommy Pham's first home run as a Royal is a go-ahead three-run shot. What a lift for this Royals offense.
I don't know what's better music to your ears. The manager of the Royals, Matt Cotrero, which is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team. KC-based, female-owned Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com. Matt, what about that last night? That had to feel great seeing Tommy Pham get his first one for the Royals, put him up 4-1, and then just coast on in and break that streak right open and get ready for Minnesota this weekend.
Yeah, it did feel good. I'm happy for Tommy. I'm happy for the guys, too. You know, it was a tough week. Everybody was aware of that. But the spirit was the same. These guys were competing like crazy, and just things weren't going our way, you know. And that's part of a long season. You know, unfortunately, it happened at the start of September. But, you know, since Tommy's been here, he's put really good at-bats together. The one thing I would disagree with you is coasting to the end. It never feels like you're coasting in a game. You're grinding for every out, and you know every hitter up there has a chance to do something either for you or against you. So I didn't feel like we were coasting, but I'll take the 4-1 win.
Yeah, it was great. Like, I felt relaxed last night watching the game unfold and getting that win. Like, you just feel like you get that mojo back. How much of a weight was lifted off of everybody's shoulders with that win last night?
Well, I mean, like we've talked about all year, I mean, it starts with pitching, and Lugo was tremendous. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was kind of the unfortunate part of the losing streak is this, you know, we got some really good starts from guys, you know, one run, two runs over six plus innings a bunch of times. And, you know, that's what was unfortunate. But, you know, team sports, like, you pick each other up. Sometimes you're going to win a game 10-9. Other times you're going to lose 1-0. And that's what infuriating, but what makes it such a great game as well. But Lugo set the tone. You know, we turned some nice double plays behind him. We got some soft contact, and then, you know, four runs in the one inning certainly was a nice boost.
All right, so can you take us kind of inside the clubhouse with Vinny? I mean, we all see his production, obviously, in the lineup. Everybody loves the guy. But what is his impact off the field, inside the clubhouse, that now you guys are missing without him there?
Well, you know, he was away for a few days. Now, he is going to be there. He's going to travel. He's with us. He was there last night in the dugout and, you know, bouncing back and forth between the clubhouse and the dugout. You know, I think he is a big presence. He's got a great personality. He's a guy that likes to keep things light. But so he's not going to be gone. Now, the other part of that is these guys are all so ingrained in their own routines. You know, they're not looking to each other for, hey, what do I need to do now that Vinny's gone? Like, that's just not the reality of how it works. Mm-hmm. But there's no question, you know, that's a blow to us as a team. Now, they said it without anybody else having to say it. It's not do more and try to fill in for Vinny. Just do your part, you know. And that's that. You know, and the other part of this is we ran into some really good arms, guys that were throwing the ball extremely well in Houston, and that was tough. That turned out to be a really tough series. But as far as what we're going to miss from Vinny is hopefully not a ton in the clubhouse, because he is going to be around, and I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, I think it's important. Like, people sometimes don't understand how vital, like, that chemistry is inside that clubhouse, and you remove one player and it could have a drastic trickle-down effect, if you will, on everybody else inside that clubhouse. So that's good news that he is going to be a part of this thing, because I think we all view Vinny as, like, kind of a leader of this team. Even though he's not Salvier, he's not Bobby, you still view Vinny as kind of that glue guy, for lack of a better term, that kind of holds this whole thing together.
Well, I'm a big believer in everybody's a leader, you know, I mean, and that doesn't mean that they have to call meetings or be vocal or whatever, but you lead from wherever you are. And if you're a rookie, you lead the best you can by example. And that goes to everybody in the clubhouse. Now, certain people are going to be looked to more clearly with their production, and along with that comes certain responsibilities. But I don't look at it as, you know, okay, now somebody else has to be Vinny. That's just not possible. We just have to be the best version of ourselves as much as possible.
Talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on 96.5 The Fan, I thought it was interesting last night. You kind of, you know, you see a new team kind of just due to injuries, but it seems like there's not been a skip of the beat with these guys playing in this season. Again, not a coasting season. I will regress from that, but, like, I thought it was interesting. You see kind of like new faces at new places, but it's like, it's still the same goal. It's be together as a team, get to October, and try to finish strong in this game. And last night, I think I saw a lot of that from guys that have only been here for maybe 17 minutes. I mean, maybe it's different from the manager's perspective, but that's at least what I saw watching that game last night.
Well, yeah, and I think that goes to the atmosphere in the clubhouse since February, right? It's a welcoming atmosphere. It's very professional. It's guys that take care of their business day in and day out. And when I walked back in there yesterday, the mood was tremendous. I mean, it'd been a, like we said, tough week, but they're ready to put that behind them, and they were ready to do that after one loss or two losses. It just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know we're a good team. We know we can compete with anybody. It's just a matter of going out there and executing. And for the one good inning last night offensively, I thought we executed well. Mm-hmm. I thought we put some good at-bats together as well and played good defense, especially turning the double plays. So I think, you know, we have to do all the things well. We have to play clean baseball to beat good teams. But as far as the atmosphere and the new guys, they came in to a man, just tell us what you need us to do to help win. And, you know, they've been through this. Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman played in the World Series last year. Tommy's been in the playoffs. Robbie's been in the playoffs. We're getting guys that know, Gurriel's been in the playoffs, won the World Series a couple of times. These guys know what's going on. It's not sit me down and tell me what I, you know, everything I need to do minute by minute. They know how to be professionals, and they are.
Speaking of winning the playoffs, there's a pretty big game tonight in the same parking lot that you play baseball in. Any of the guys that, you know, you don't have to tell any secrets. Any of the guys you know that might be attending this game tonight with all the excitement that is for the opening of the NFL season, or is it strictly?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have a decent number of guys going. I don't know for sure how many or whatever, but I know they love to support the Chiefs. I know it's a huge thing. It's a great atmosphere. So I would imagine there'll be a decent turnout from our guys.
Are you upset that they took Rob Riggle to hit the drum and not you? I mean, like, hey, what you're doing over there in the parking lot, you should be banging the drum on opening night.
I didn't know that. I'm not, I, but no, I am not offended in the least.
Okay, so when you guys win the World Series, the first home game after that, I believe, is the Denver game, like around the 10th of November. Then we'll have you bang the drum, and you can celebrate and have the World Series trophy there.
All right, I'll sign up for that.
I've booked it. I'll make a few phone calls. I know a few people over there. I'll get word out that we want to get this done. In fact, they're monitoring for the Kingdom franchise show, so they'll know it's on there. This though is to me a big night for your team as well, because they're going to go over there. They're going to see the banner getting dropped. They're going to see the atmosphere that is a celebration of a championship. And I know that's going to stick with them, because I've talked to guys over the years in both organizations. When the Chiefs saw the Royals win and that impacted them, and when some of the Royals saw, you know, the Chiefs win, how it's going to impact them. Like, there is that synergy. You want it to be yours. I think it's an important game for your guys to see all that pregame stuff, to know, oh my God, if we do this in 2 months, what's it going to be like at Kauffman Stadium? Like, I get goosebumps thinking about that kind of stuff, because I know how special October baseball has been here in Kansas City, even though we don't have it a lot and haven't had it a lot. But I think tonight could be a very impactful night for a lot of your guys to see that celebration.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly couldn't disagree with that. I mean, you know, that's the nature of baseball. You know, we're still in September, so we can't be thinking about October until we manage to play a good baseball in September. So that's the mindset I want our guys to have, but they should certainly enjoy watching that and appreciating what the Chiefs did and have done now for a couple of years. I mean, it's really a remarkable run they're on, and it's certainly what everyone strives for, but you can't put the cart before the horse and start thinking about celebrating in October or November before you win games in September. So they can do both. These guys understand what the day-to-day baseball grind is, but they also understand what their goals are as well.
Yeah, and you look, that's kind of Kansas City in a nutshell, though. Everybody feeds off of everybody. Everybody loves everybody up, and a lot of people are sending their condolences to you and your family as well on our text line, and I've heard from a lot of people tell Q, you know, we're passing along our condolences. So, I mean, you're only in your second year here. You're winning some baseball games, but, man, I can feel the love that this city is already developing for you, my man.
I agree. I couldn't be more appreciative of that. I love it here. My family loves it here. The people have been welcoming, and it's been a great experience so far, and hopefully we're just scratching the surface, you know. But as far as the personal aspect of it, I've gotten tons and tons of texts and well wishes and messages from all different avenues, so I certainly appreciate that. I know my mother would appreciate that. You know, my family as well.
Yeah. Love that.
Well, enjoy tonight's game. Enjoy this off day, and then enjoy beating up on the Twins over the weekend.
No doubt.
I like it.
Take care.
I like it. All right, guys. Thank you.
You got it.
That is Royals manager Matt Cotrero, who joined us here and is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based, female-owned, in Century Roofing at CenturyRoofingKC.com. Fesco, Dusty, Mac, we get to finish off the show talking nothing but Chiefs, and we'll get a little bit more Royals, plus Alex Gold will join us in about 5 minutes to give you some betting tips as he'll join us here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
That's right. Goldilocks here on a morning show that we call Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, and Alex Gold, we're all damn glad to be here, and we're ready to make some money because there's a football game tonight. Mr. Gold, how the hell are you?
What's up, man? Let's go. Let's go. Let's get this thing started on a Thursday night. I think
there
today we're good to go.
It is. It's good?
We're
no?
good to go. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're rolling,
Max
man.
Shaking his head as if like it's not.
That's all I've got. It's okay. Up all oh,
I hear Alex just fine, man. Coming through in the FM sound. Your voice has never sounded better.
Thank you.
Dusty thinks you're my son.
There's just a lot of things around it.
Jen would disagree.
Okay.
I don't have any boys, I don't think. But Alex could be my son, you know. Alex never drove until he picked me up when the Bloody Naked Man attacked.
Yeah, we've told that quite a few times.
Yeah.
I didn't have a driver's license. I drove Kling's car.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah. It's still unbelievable.
I mean, you guys both gelled your hair today before the show. That's nice.
You got a nice little hair thing going
on. Not really. It's just combed over.
I feel like you don't have to do anything.
Nah. Natural beauty, baby.
We're not the old KU basketball players who did their hair like
Ryan Robertson.
Ryan Robertson, I love you to death, Rhino. You know that, but yeah. Man, you combed your hair before every game and looked beautiful.
Jeff Boshi went from being bald to product.
Yeah, Jeff Boshi did his frosted tips there for a while too.
Oh, yeah. I had his damn book.
Look good, play good is what they say, right, Dusty?
That's right.
Except tomorrow morning, we ain't gonna look good, but we're gonna play good.
Yeah, I'll have a hoodie on and sunglasses. Yeah, I'll be like that Amy Poehler meme where she's just like, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're hoping that this game is over by halftime because it benefits everybody and it'll make the NFL on notice. And that's kind of where we start, Alex, with your kind of your picks this week in the NFL. Let's start with Kansas City, 3-point favorite over the Ravens. I had some of the old guys at the J yesterday go, why are they only a 3-point favorite? I'm like, 'cause every game in the NFL is, for the most part, close. I know I pick them 35-0. I got them 72-0 in this one. We're doubling up. But Chiefs -3 against the Ravens. Let's get into that one.
Right. You know, so look, this game, we all know what happened in the AFC title game. And to me, it's hard to put too much stock in that game to carry over for this one because on a Baltimore side of things, because Kansas City, I think we all recognize offensively, we're expecting them to return to what they were in 2022, maybe closer to 2018 when they were historically great. So the offense, any offensive props, anything related to the Chiefs and how well you think they're going to do scoring the football is way different than how we thought going in to the AFC title game. We know in September, we know Andy Reid's track record and you give him more time. And last year they lose the opener by 1 point to Detroit, but this go around, they have their full arsenal, right? Other than Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, everybody is healthy. And so I do think Kansas City covers in this game. Now, in the betting community, if you will, people are talking about trying to find a better number. So what I mean by that is it's -3 at most books now, but there were some 2.5s that were out there. It might even see a 2.5 when we get closer to kickoff. And so some people are trying to split the difference, right? So they'll take Kansas City -2.5, Baltimore +3, and hope the Chiefs win by 3 or something like that. And depending on how they break it out, they could end up actually
doubling up. So yeah. Mac was asking us about a bet earlier about what did you say, Mac? It was a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown by both teams in each half, right? So I said to him, I said, when a bet seems too good to be true, it probably is. What's the catch on something like that?
+2,500, Alex.
25. So the value is intriguing. Right? Yeah, everybody sees that number. Yeah. I think one with these two defenses that were very, very good a year ago is if you have any sort of special team score, you have a defensive score, well, then it throws that completely out of whack. You know, and so that's what's tricky about it. It's week one of the season. That's why you're getting better odds. We still don't really know ultimately what these two teams are going to be. Now, to your point, though, on that bet, I mean, I think the over is hitting in this game, guys. So I do think we're going to see a lot of scoring. I'm a little skeptical.
It's what, 47?
Yeah, it's 46.5. It's 47 in some spots now. Yeah. So it's gone up. I think in the summertime when the game first opened up, it was 47, went down to 46. So it's been pretty consistent right there. I think both teams are moving the ball and both teams are scoring. I know the Chiefs were a top five off our defense last year. I think we do need to see what the secondary looks like. Number two corner spot. I think there's an opportunity for Baltimore to move the ball a little bit tonight as well.
I think you mentioned that top five defense and brings up something we talked about earlier in the week that I've been told like Spags has really been harping on these guys. We were a top five defense last year and I'm not about to fall out of the top five. So what that means in the betting world, I don't know, but I got to feel like there's extra motivation for this defense and extra motivation for this defensive coordinator, especially in a game tonight. You know, we're on the national stage.
Yeah, well, we know with Spags, it's the adjustments mid-game. Nobody adjusts better, whether it's in the season or in the middle of a game, right? It would not surprise me the first drive or so the Ravens move right down
the
field, right?
Yeah, right.
And everybody panics. Oh my gosh, make an adjustment. You know, they're screwed. And then everybody settles in and the Chiefs are able to adjust better than anybody. And so maybe when you look at the first half, you take a look at some of the numbers that are out there for total points in the first half. That might be an intriguing market if you're not a believer like I am in the overall total for the game. Maybe you say, hey, I don't think they're going to get there because the teams will settle in. Maybe you take a look at some first half props when it comes to the Chiefs and Ravens tonight.
All right, let's look around the rest of the NFL. A lot of games this weekend. It is week one. Everybody's playing. Nobody has a first week bye, thank goodness. There were years when we did have that first week bye. When there was like awful. That Houston before Houston came in the league and people had like week one off.
Makes no sense.
No, it's
stupid.
That a real thing?
Yeah,
that happened?
Yeah, because it was just the wrong. Oh, it was awful. Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Chiefs and Ravens tonight. Vegas and Chargers. Vegas at Los Angeles. Chargers are a 3-point favorite of that one.
So this is one of my favorite upset picks. I have the Raiders to cover the 3, but also as an outright winner. Overall, I don't think the Raiders are going to be any good this year. But Justin Herbert did not practice all that much during training camp. We know that the plantar fasciitis or whatever, I think, might be an issue throughout the season anyway. And Gardner Minshew's good for like one win that he has no business getting. And I think this might be it right out of the gate. This is the time where Antonio Pierce, brand new head coach, the team is still fully bought in. They haven't lost a bunch of games yet. Everything's great in their world, right? They're enclosed in that locker room. They don't realize how bad they are yet. I think it's a good thing. So I love the Raiders, actually, to cover the 3 at the Chargers and an upset pick as well, maybe to win this one outright.
Bob's Giants versus the Minnesota Vikings. Giants carry a +1.5. Daniel Jones, Malik Nabers. Other than that, I don't really understand why you would take why you wouldn't take Minnesota. Obviously, backup quarterback there is, or not backup, but Sam Darnold.
It's a bad quarterback matchup, but that's why I'll take the team that's getting points, which are the Giants, +1.5. I think they might win it outright, but +1.5, I like the Giants here. We know Sam Darnold. I'm not convinced by any means that he's just going to completely be a different quarterback. I understand the weapons are still there for Minnesota, but when you look at the defense for the New York Giants, they might have the best front four in football. I know, like, typically we like to clown on them, but that front four might be as good as it gets in the NFL. Yeah. I think Sam Darnold struggles with that, and so it's a game in which a lot of people probably won't have much interest in, and it's Sam Darnold versus Daniel Jones, but I think you got to take a team that's getting points, and that's the Giants in this spot.
It's interesting because my friend Jim, we call him Viking Jim because he's a Viking fan. The Giants and Vikings have this history of rivalries and games that are so bizarre, you wouldn't believe the outcomes. He texted me yesterday, he goes, Giants 5, Vikings 4.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to be ugly.
4 safeties.
I guess I should, like, what's the total in that game? I mean, it might be.
You got to take the under, right?
It might be one of the lowest totals of the
38
league.
38.5?
Let's see. Giant. It's 41, no 41 and a 41 half. It's and actually half? Not the lowest. The Raiders-Chargers game we just talked about is actually lower at 40 and a half. The lowest total in week one is 40 and a half points, it looks like.
Do you take the alt spread with Miami versus Jacksonville, or do you just keep it at -3 with Miami?
Yeah, so I definitely think you got to make sure you find the 3. Right now, it looks like on FanDuel, it's moved to 3.5. And that's, as we know, in the NFL, that's a key number. So it's a huge difference, 3.5 versus 3. And I think in a game like this, that matters. I wouldn't bet the Dolphins at -3.5. I have them at -3, and you might be able to still find that out there.
Yeah.
It's September. This is when the Dolphins play great. September and October, everybody's going to be amazed by the Dolphins. Everybody's talking about how their offense is unstoppable. And then we all know what happens later on in the year.
It
so
gets cold.
I expect Tua to look great in this opener. And the Jags just have to prove it to me. They're going to have to prove that this is a team that is still going to be in the mix after what happened last year. So Trevor Lawrence has to do that as well. The Dolphins are at home. I'll take Tua -3.
And then the other one, Atlanta versus Pittsburgh, intriguing because you have the former Atlanta Falcon coach, you know, Arthur. He's now the coordinator of the Pittsburgh offense, which has allegedly no quarterbacks and Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Like, what are we looking at in that game? I think it's kind of an intriguing game.
It is. And normally when Mike Tomlin's a dog, right, and you're getting, in this case, now up to 3.5, you're like, man, it's kind of tough to bet against Mike Tomlin. We know that the track record there and what he's been able to do. But much like the Dolphins game, I think if you got Atlanta at -3, that's a bet that I'm making. At 3.5, I'd probably stay away. Maybe you even start to consider a teaser, right? You could tease the Steelers up. For those that aren't familiar with that, you get worse odds, but you can basically buy 6 points. So all of a sudden, the Steelers are +9.5. All right, well, that's a pretty intriguing bet. You find another game, maybe another dog, and you can tease it. I'm very high on the Falcons, though. I don't know about you guys entering the season in that division. I'm a big believer in Kirk Cousins to begin with.
I am a Kirk Cousins fan, and I am a Raheem Morris fan.
Okay.
And I just like his... He's just like, he's a leader, you know, and he didn't really get a fair shake, I don't think, down in Tampa. He gets another opportunity now in Atlanta. They went out and they spent money. They got a really good defense. They've got good weapons on offense. He's just kind of that cool, calm, collected guy that, like, you know, obviously with the K-State ties, but has been around this league, has been around a lot of good coaches. I'm just a big fan of Raheem Morris.
I want to see how they use Bijan Robinson. I think that's everybody's question, whether you're talking about fantasy football or betting individual player props and the Falcons as a whole. You drafted them that high. Last year, Arthur Smith, as you brought up, like they didn't utilize him. So are they going to actually treat Bijan like the guy they drafted or not? And that'll be a big swing in how they perform. But I do like them if you can still find the 3 on the board.
The hell with the pros. Let's go to the college kids. You got a big one, I think. I don't know. Illinois, you're a 5.5-point favorite with your Jayhawks. You like Kansas in this game. Devin Neal just kind of takes the air out of the game.
So this thing opened up at 6.5, and yeah. I think some people were surprised that the line moved down. I think there's a lot of people that grabbed the 6.5 immediately, said, oh, I can get the Jayhawks under a touchdown and at 6.5. Well, it's gone down even further than that. It's been settling in at 5.5. And last week we did talk about KU and kind of their strategy and how they would approach that game. They ended up not covering, but they played it the way we discussed. Yeah. After halftime, Jalen Daniels was going to get pulled. They wanted to see Cole Ballard. It's exactly what they did. I think that benefits them a little bit in this game, just that they didn't show anything. There's something to be said that against Lindenwood, they didn't have to show anything. Devin Neal's barely played in that game as well. And this is a Kansas team that beat up on Illinois last year. They're expecting, though, the first sellout, I guess, since 2016.
In Illinois. Yeah, but how many of those are Chicago Jayhawks fans?
I think it's a ton of KU fans.
Right? Yeah,
I think it's the second biggest alumni base for KU or something like that.
It is, yeah. So that's what I'm looking at. Like I saw this Illinois graphic, like they're bragging about the sellout. Immediately, I'm like, I bet you it's a lot of Jayhawk fans from Chicagoland going down to watch that game. But why only a 5.5-point favorite? Like, Illinois hasn't been good in a generation.
Road game.
Yeah, some of it's a road game. And there's still the unknown a little bit for some around Jalen Daniels' health. I think you just factor that in. Like, is he finishing the football game in a weird way?
Yeah.
But it's also a step up in competition. They're playing. Say what you will about Illinois. It's still a Big Ten school. And they just can't you just play Lindenwood, which had barely been at the, what would that be, the FCS level all that long. So I think that's a little bit of the thought process there. But that is one of my favorite picks, not just because I'm a Jayhawk. But at 5.5, I mean, if your opinion before the season were that the Jayhawks were winning, let's say, 9 games, and it is for me at least, then I don't know how you don't think they're covering 5.5 at Illinois.
Now, this is where we get personal.
Oh, yeah, you and I right
here. Because last year we had a little bet.
We did.
And I alt-spread the game to 14. Uh-huh. The original line, I think, was the same as it is this year at 6.5. Cornhuskers versus my Buffaloes of Colorado at 6.5. Where do you go this year, Mr. Gold?
You know where I'm going.
I know.
North Dakota State covered last week.
You don't believe.
North Dakota State covered last week.
And you don't believe.
I think Nebraska's covering. They got Mahomes
Jr.
But you're
watching, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. We are 6 o'clock Saturday night.
6 o'clock Saturday night.
Dog on the lap. Beer in the hand.
There you go.
I got it at Nebraska -6.5. This has gone up, though, to 7.5 in a lot of spots. I think closer to kickoff, we're going to see more Colorado money come in. Because what you just said, Bob, there's a lot of people that don't really watch much college football, but they're watching because of Colorado, and those people are betting on the Buffaloes, not betting on Nebraska. I do think Nebraska has their quarterback, Dylan Raiola, and Mahomes Jr. up there, his cousin. Yes.
That's weird. It just
he
is.
Looked,
it's
I mean,
weird.
He looked just it's weird. Like it's everything.
If I was
like
Patrick AI. Mahomes, I've had people investigating that and going, what is going on?
He trains with the same trainer.
Yeah.
Bobby Stroop, same trainer.
Weird.
He's already sponsored by Oakley, it looks like.
You're an adult. You're like, be you, man. And like, don't try to be another adult.
Yeah.
But even still, 19. You're an adult. Okay,
I'm gonna come in here and look like Fesco one day just to rock his world.
Yeah, right.
get some platinum highlights, gel it up.
Yeah, hell yeah. Gain about 150 pounds.
Yeah, right. You're less than me, man.
Yeah. What I like though in this game,
Besco is gonna be my name.
Rustin,
Rusty.
Rusty.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Rusty Likens.
Yeah. I was going to say Lusty Dykens if you wanted to go there.
Yeah, okay, we could do that. But
damn,
also, too, what my porn name was Joseph Sweetwood.
Okay. Reel it in.
All right, so I think, though, if I'm Colorado, man, I want to beat the snot out of this Mahomes lookalike, right? Like,
I mean,
you just go up there, like, what if he gets wrecked this weekend? Is Colorado back? Are people buying in? Because I want Colorado to be good. I need Colorado to be good. And I think college football needs Colorado to be good.
Either way, though, whether Colorado's really good or they struggle, they've already positioned themselves because of Deion, though. That they're going to be a story the entire year, no matter what. I don't know, Bob. Last year, that was my whole argument with Dusty. We got into fights about this last year because I was like, everybody's acting like they're really good and they're not.
No, but they started hot. They beat TCU, and
who wasn't good.
But anyway, you make that first impression when they beat TCU, at that time, that was a major win. And that literally carried them all year. If they don't get off to a start like that this year, people will eventually lose interest in it, right?
I would think in a normal situation, but Deion has a way of keeping people intrigued, I guess, to his credit, whether it's controversial comments or not. I mean, I think he'll he'll find a way to keep them getting all the attention. But Travis Hunter, we all know, is incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible.
Best player in college football.
Insane. But the fact they needed every bit of his performance against North Dakota State, and I know that's a great program, but still, I mean, there is a jump up in competition in terms of just overall athletes that Nebraska does have. And I know historically over the last 30 years, Nebraska has been a laughingstock for the most part. But
Nebraska thinks it's still 1995. I mean, it's the only state in America so that has Bud Ice and, you know, stonewashed jeans.
But I actually do think because of the quarterback that Nebraska 9-6.5 is my play.
The big one is Texas and Michigan. Yeah. You like Texas?
Yeah, I know. I'm naming a bunch of favorites
here so
far.
Texas is the most overrated program in the history of sports.
So overall, I think they're going to struggle in the SEC. But you guys watching the Michigan game at all? Like, they have a quarterback problem at Michigan.
Yeah, they have a defense that's legit. The pick six basically locked the game, but it was in the very end of the game.
We call them Michigan here when you're amongst Ohio State people.
Your Ohio State was playing with, they were playing with their food against Akron last
week.
They get Western Michigan.
They also have like Marvin Harrison Jr.'s too already. So
Michigan's defense is really good, but I don't know how they keep up. I mean, their defense, to a certain extent, yes, their defense, but Quinn Ewers at some point will be able to break through that Michigan defense. And so I know I just gave you three college football like favorites, but I do think Texas is a favorite for a reason at 6.5.
What time is that game? -6.5. That's 11 o'clock.
Is that 11 o'clock?
It's 11 o'clock. Yeah, I think so.
All right, so we got the old Settlers Day parade on Saturday, and then we get home in time to watch that game.
Let's make it four favorites, Alex. Tennessee, -7.5 against the Wolfpack.
Okay, the segment is now officially over. It's time to move on.
Your Heisman pick, Nico Iamaliava, killed it last week.
I like when I call him I'm a Leva or whatever.
Yeah, I like that. That's fine. What do you think, -7.5? The Wolfpack are talking a bunch of crap. I can't wait to beat them.
Yeah, so like Tennessee.
They are? Who's talking a bunch of crap? I'll be honest.
You've looked at this game way more than me. I haven't done anything.
I've been delving into message boards.
I'll tell you what,
Big Wolfpack 69's talking trash.
Before you get out of here, I know you got your show to prep and everything like that. Do I take the under of 35.5 Iowa State, Iowa?
I'm on the under.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I had 36, but...
Okay.
That seems like a 7-7 final.
I know Iowa scored 40 last week,
week zero. Yeah. What do you got coming up on Cody and Gold?
Yeah, obviously, we're all fired up, like everybody in Kansas City. Casey's the centerpiece of sports once again, so we'll key in on that throughout the entire show. We'll also, a little bit later on today, get you set for a little fantasy football, plus Dane and Hughes. Nice. I want to ask him about, does he think Xavier Worthy tonight puts on a show or not? So that's coming up around noon today.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks, guys. Will.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gold. We'll hear him at 10 o'clock until 2
Thanks,
o'clock.
Son.
Yeah, there you go. Love you, Dad. From 10 to 2, Alex and Cody, they'll have you here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports. Bob, Mac, and I will return right after this.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, we're living here in Brettfeed's town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brettfeach Town. Living here in Brettfeach Town.
This has got potential, buddy.
There's the banger of all bangers, Brett Beach Town.
Let's go!
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. We've had a loaded show of Chiefs football. We've had Royals manager Matt Cotrero on. We've had Nate Taylor of The Athletic on. Alex Gold, you just heard, was on. He'll be on again from 10 to 2 with Cody Tapp and Drew Nixon. We also had Mitch Holtis on as well and Ben Maller. Just a very loaded show because we do this show for you folks here in Kansas City, your home for Kansas City sports here on 96.5 The Fan. been a fun day. I mean, it's already over. I mean, we're not over for you all. You get another loaded slate full of Conti. You get 10-2 Cody and Gold. 2-4, you get Carrington and Rob. And then at 4 o'clock, you get Chiefs pregame show here on 96.5 The Fan for the first time ever.
That's right.
On the FM dial. So.
And we'll be the first place you can call in tomorrow morning and voice your excitement about what we see, right?
Is that how we start the show?
Oh, we got to take phone calls tomorrow. People just going to bed or getting home or however you want to do. Like 6 a.m., man. Get those phone lines going tomorrow and celebrate a win rolling into what is now the biggest series of the year for the Royals against the defeated, deflated, no good Minnesota Twins rolling into town after getting their butts whooped by Tampa. Like, it's a great weekend shaping up. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun, too. I can't wait to talk about it with you all
sir.
And get everybody's opinions on, you know, the goosebumps they had in the stadium, the moment you shared with your dad, the moment you shared with your kid, all of that kind of stuff, man. Watching that banner go down tonight, it's going to be special for everybody.
Yeah, I hope you guys are ready. Patrick Mahomes is tweeting year 8 alarm clock. It's already out. He's ready.
Can you believe that, though?
Year 8? I know, man.
God, where'd the time go? I got a question that I asked you. I think we were talking to Ben off the air about this one, and I'll throw it out there. Which happens first? Chiefsaholic sees the light of day or Patrick Mahomes retires?
Well, he gets, I believe, sentenced today with his number of, but it's Mahomes will stay on. I think he sees the light of day before Mahomes retires.
You do? So you don't think he's going to stay away for 20 years? Or
Nah, I think he'll probably get like 15. And Mahomes with the evolution of medicine and, you know, that's science. True. Like, they'll just, you know, plus, all they have to do, they've already cloned Mahomes once. He's in Nebraska right now. So
God,
why would
the
you,
Chiefs better not draft that guy. But honestly, do you think that guy, Chiefsaholic, who gets sentenced today, will ever see Patrick Mahomes again play before or after he gets out of jail?
I saw a really funny tweet, or maybe it was a text from the text line, that said they should give him every single channel with a TV in his cell except a sports channel.
So he's going to have direct TV?
Yeah. Maybe. I want to bring this up because we had Mitch Holtis on the show earlier. If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app, look at the show. Max got up there for you. But there's a big game tonight, obviously, in Kansas City. But it's a big game because it's another year, another slate of rookies that were drafted by the guy that you made a theme song about. And this is what Mitch Holtis had to say about the rookies earlier on our show.
We're going to have four rookies in this game that are going to be impactful. Now, I'm really interested to see how Kingsley Suamaitia will do tonight, because this defensive front of the Ravens, especially Nnamdi Madubuike, are studs. And so what will Kingsley do against them? There's rookie one. Two, Jared Wiley. I've talked about him all throughout training camp. He's 6'7", with a catch radius, almost 7 feet, a 7-inch vert. And so he becomes a weapon that Kelsey's not had in the tight end room. So you've already mentioned Steele and then Xavier Worthy. That's four rookies on this team that could have huge impact in this game tonight. So that's where I'm kind of going. But I also look at guys who have grown within the system, and Connor to me is the valedictorian of that, taking over a role where he's going to be all over the field.
So Carson, the animal Steele.
That's right.
I think Alex was telling me in the bullpen that he had a long shot bet that he scores 2 touchdowns. Obviously,
two?
Yeah,
wow.
It's a long shot. He put like $5 to win like $350 or something like that. But it's like the signing of Samaje Perine is a little bit suspicious of how much they'll use a rookie in Carson Steele. But then again, like, I think what you're going to see from Carson Steele and his role is like when it's 3rd and 1, you're going to see the gold locks of him come out there, and it's going to be like, all right, dude, we know what we need to do. Let's get the 1 yard and just keep the chains moving, because that's how the Chiefs are the best team in football. When they keep their offense on the field and give that defense time to rest and keep Lamar Jackson and the Ravens off the football field, the Chiefs will be that much more of a favorite, as they already 3-point favorites tonight in this game. But when you can control that clock and just go out there and be methodical on offense, because we always do this every year. After the first drive, we always try to look at what's the first 15. What do they look like? What are the first 10 to 15 plays? You know Andy Reid's ready. You know it's all scripted. You know it's ready to go. It's been polished. It's been shined. It's been looked at. And Andy Reid probably didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. Probably been up like always since like 3:30 in the morning. Probably up before you and I. Maybe not you. But up early, probably already at the stadium, ready to rock and roll, looking at it over and over and over again. And man, if they got a guy that can solidify third short, whether it's Perine, whether it's Steele, I love that for this offense.
Do you really think Andy Reid went to bed late last night? Like, I always wonder because I think like last night is probably one of those nights where they probably went home early. They said, go home and hang out with your family for a while. Hay's in the barn. Mm-hmm. Let's get this thing moving. And then I always wonder like what time they show up for a day like today. Like, is Andy, and I say this and I don't mean it to be funny, but I think it is. Like, I guarantee you a lot of his staff is in there right now starting work on Cincinnati. Because, like, Baltimore's put to bed, right? Your game plan is done. It's game day. They're probably in there getting a jump start on Cincinnati and starting to try to figure things out for the Bengals because that's how they seemingly operate. But do you get in this early? Like, if you're the coach of this team, it's opening night, you're raising a banner. How do you contain your excitement, right? Like, how do you contain yourself if you're Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? Because I know from a fan standpoint, we're all going to be looking at our watches today, trying to kill time, figure out ways to make the day go faster just so we can get to that kickoff at 7:20. I can't imagine being a coach or a player for Kansas City in this game thinking, all right, let's go. It's time to raise that banner and go for this three-peat, right?
Speaking of which, you are going to play against a defense that some people thought might have been better than the Chiefs last year. Boy, were they wrong. And this is what Mitch Holtz had to say about the Ravens' defensive changes.
But on the defensive side, they lost some dudes. Now, they still have their three impact guys at all three levels of the defense. Now, it's Nnamdi. It's not Justin Madubuike anymore. He's gone back to his Nigerian name of Nnamdi Madubuike. Roquan Smith in the middle, Kyle Hamilton in the back. We understand that. But guys, they got poached on their defensive staff last year. Don't forget, the Ravens were the first team in NFL history, the 2023 Ravens, to lead the league in points disallowed, touchdowns given up, and sacks in the same season. The 85 Bears didn't even do it. But because of that, the NFL poached these guys. Mike McDonald was our defensive coordinator. He's now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. The Ravens have new position coaches at all three levels of the defense. And their defensive coordinator, I think he's an upcoming star, Zach Orr, who his dad played for Washington in the NFL. Zach's a super sharp dude, played in the league, but he's 32 years old. This is his first game of being a defensive coordinator, and he's going up against the chess master. He's going up against the big red coach with the big red mustache with the big red pullover.
That's right. Andy Reid shows his face again, and that fear of, like we talk about when Tiger Woods on the tee box in the red shirt. Now you get to go see Andy Reid, and too bad he doesn't have the COVID shield mask.
He should just wear that tonight for the hell of it.
Can. It's in the Hall of Fame.
I'll get another one.
I'm sure he could. Go to Home Depot and find one.
Yeah.
But no, that's true, man. You have rookies. They have new faces, new places. Roquan Smith already said they're going to stack the box, make them one-dimensional. Bring it on. Yeah. I am so ready for this game. I've been waiting for this game. I can't believe it's finally here. Royals won last night. They played three against Minnesota. We get the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens, the AFC matchup from last year, the rematch tonight, banner unveiled tonight. Just get me to 6:35 and I should be okay.
6:35, you should be okay. Hey, boy, if you're looking for something to do today, Dusty, go down to the Sheraton Crown Center, go to Skies, meet the Nigerian Nightmare. That's Christian Okoye. He's going to be signing his new book there, and you can have free samples offered by Holiday Distillery. Plus, there's a new featured cocktail called the Nigerian Nightmare, which will be available for purchase as well, named after Christian Okoye. That's 2 to 4 today. So if you're looking to do something and get that Chiefs thing going on, go on down to Skies at Sheraton, do all that. Maybe you watch some hype videos. Patrick Mahomes just put out one. I can't wait to watch that. Man, it's going to be a long, long, long afternoon to get us to tonight, but I can't wait, man. 72-0. Let's go.
We'll end the show a little bit differently like we normally do, but I want to get this out first because Brock Watson and Turk, they were all nice. They did a nice thing for me yesterday. Shout out to you guys, the old number fives. Go do nice things for people. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe. Stay happy. We love you all. Enjoy the game tonight.
We've joined in a loop.
There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
We blazed our own trail and staked our claim at the top.
Kansas City, you've got a champion.
But we know there's another level to reach. A chance to be one of one. And the truth is, never been done has never seen a team like this.
And it's caught by Kelsey!
Back-to-back world championships established our reputation. But now, it's about legacy. The task in front of us may seem insurmountable, but that's how we want it. It's another summit waiting for someone to plant their flag and claim it. So no matter what stands in our way, just know everything's impossible until it isn't. And we have history to make.
Listening. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.